Classically, when we think about the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we think about them primarily on two dimensions. The first dimension is that of historical events. Pesach was Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos was Matan Torah, and Sukkos was also Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's displaced to a different time of year for various reasons. The second way that we look at Shalosh Regalim is as an agricultural cycle. Pesach is the harvest of the barley, Shavuos is the harvest of the wheat, which becomes ripe after the barley, and then Sukkos is the gathering in after the wheat and the barley and other crops have been left out in the field to dry over the summer. They're gathered into to our homes, our storehouses on Sukkos to supply us through the winter. From this perspective, so Pesach and Shavuos are forward-looking holidays. We gather the wheat and we anticipate after they dry that they'll supply us through the winter. The same thing, the barley, the fruits, the bikurim. So all of those, Pesach and Shavuos, are the beginning of a process. As opposed to Sukkos, which is the end of a process. Sukkos is when everything has been completed, everything is gathered in or is being gathered in from the fields, and now we're buckling down for the winter. I just want to analyze a little bit how Pesach and Sukkos appear in the past three dapim of Gemara when it comes to Ibur Hashanah. So first of all, there's a machlokes about what the purpose of Ibur Hashanah is. Why is it necessary? Why can't we have a solar year that has 365 days and a lunar year that has 354 days, and let the solar year keep on going and the lunar year keep on going, and then every year, so the lunar year was going to lose another 11 days to the solar year, and let it happen that way, and every couple of, you know, 100 or 1,000 years, so the cycle will start again. Why is it that we don't have a many hundred year cycle, instead we have a 19 year cycle where every 19 years the solar year and the lunar year start again at the same point? So to this, Rabbeinu Chananel suggests that the whole purpose of Ibur Hashanah, there's a independent value in equating the solar year with the lunar year. And that's the purpose of Ibur Hashanah, is simply to make sure that those 2 years are equal. The Rama argues and says that that's not correct, that the only reason that we're Ma'abar the Shana is to make sure that all of the Yamim Tovim fall out during the proper time in the agricultural cycle or during the proper season. The Gemara brings down 3 reasons for which one is Ma'abar the Shana, and it requires 2 of those 3 reasons to be present in order to justify the Ibur. One is because of Aviv, because of a delay in the wheat harvest, the barley harvest. The second is because of Peros HaIlon, because of delay of the crop of fruit, which usually comes about on Shavuos, which is called Chag HaBikurim. And the third is the Tekufa. The Tekufa, which Rashi says, means 2 things. It means the Tekufa that Sukkos should fall out at the beginning of the winter, and the Pesach should fall out in the beginning of the spring. So that's what Rashi says. The Gemara brings down a machlokas about whether Tekufa is alone sufficient to justify Ibur Hashanah, or whether Tekufa, like everything else, is insufficient and needs to combine with either Aviv or Peros HaIlon. This was the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And on this, the Ramah has a question. He asks on Rashi and says, how can it be that there is a possibility that the Tekufa, that having Pesach fall out in the springtime, how is it anybody say that that alone is insufficient? There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that seems to say explicitly that that we have to be Ma'abrid Hashanah in order to prevent Pesach from falling out before the spring arrives. So that should be alone a sufficient criteria. And therefore, the Rama says that the Tekufa, which is mentioned in this Braisa, is only the Tekufa of Sukkos. Sukkos, to have Sukkos fall out in the wintertime alone is not enough, but to have Pesach fall out in the spring alone is sufficient reason to be ma'aber the shana. Again, Rashi says that this tekufa is the oraisa, meaning that tekufa is actually the only one of the three reasons for being ma'aber the shana, which is the oraisa. Meaning, in order to make the wheat harvest coincide with, you know, or the barley harvest coincide with Pesach, and the fruit harvest coincide with Shavuos, Rashi says that's not necessarily the oraisa. However, to have Pesach coincide with the beginning of the spring and Sukkot coincide with the beginning of the fall, that is a din de oraisa. And that's the only de oraisa reason, says Rashi, for really being ma'abri the shana. All of the other reasons are not as powerful. And Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, no, that's not true. That just like the inyan of tekufa, which applies to Pesach and to Sukkot, is a valid reason mid de oraisa to justify Ibur HaShana, so too Aviv and Peros HaIlon are also valid reasons midi oraisa to justify Ibur HaShana. And Imkain Tosfos wants to know, why is it that there's a possibility that Tekufa doesn't require a second reason together with it, whereas Aviv and Peros HaIlon alone are insufficient? To that, Tosfos answers, because Aviv and Peros HaIlon, they're less certain. It could be that the end of the harvest is going to come speedily, more speedily than we predict, and therefore we can't predict things. But tekufa, the seasons and where they fall on the calendar, that we can predict. It's not a matter which depends on nature, it's a matter which depends on logic, and therefore, because we can predict it, it's more certain, therefore it could be a sufficient reason on its own. The Rama says something also very similar, that the tekufa doesn't change from year to year. It's something which is dependent and reliable, that tekufa, you know, every couple of years it's going to be a necessity to be ma'abri the shana because of tekufa. In contrast with Aviv and Peros HaIlon, those are not kavua reasons for being ma'abri the shana. It depends on how, you know, the weather is and how the crops are, and therefore they're not alone sufficient reasons for being ma'aber the shana. On our staff, on Daf Yud Gimel, so the Gemara brings down a number of different shitos about what's the justification for being ma'aber the shana because of tekufa. Most of the opinions seem to focus on Chag HaSukkos, which says Chag HaSukkos tekufas hashana, that Sukkot should be tekufas hashana. So in Chumash, there's a machlokas mefarshim what that means. Some say tekufas hashana means the end of the year. That's the way that the Targum seems to interpret it. And then Rashi says that it means more the something else, not necessarily the end of the year. Maybe the beginning of a new cycle, or the rolling around of the year. So tekufas hashana in the Gemara means that it has to be the season of the upcoming year, meaning the previous season, the summertime, belongs to the year preceding Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot has to fall out either entirely or partially in the season of this new year, meaning the fall of this coming year. That's a necessity for Sukkot. Sukkot is defined as the holiday of the upcoming fall season. However, I mean, among other things. However, when it comes to Pesach on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara gives a drasha shamar as Chodesh Ha'aviv, that we should guard Chodesh Ha'aviv, and it tells us that what this teaches us is that Chodesh Ha'aviv, the transition between winter and spring, has to take place during Chodesh Ha'aviv, and there's two pshatim that are offered for what that means. One pshat that's offered by Rashi is that it's not connected at all to Pesach. All that it means is that the transition from winter to spring should take place during the first 14 days of Nisan, when the moon is still Bechidusha, when the moon is still considered new, not when the moon is waning, but rather when the moon is waxing. That's what it means, Chodesh Ha'aviv, that the transition from winter to spring should be during those first 14 days. The Rama gives a little bit of a different pshat that connects Pesach more to the season. He says what it means is, if you look at the entire pasuk, it says, Shamar es Chodesh Ha'aviv, So that teaches you that the Chodesh Ha'aviv, meaning the Chodesh of spring, should come about first, and then after your Shomoras Chodesh Ha'aviv, then V'asisa Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha, that you should either make a holiday of Pesach, which he rejects, or you should bring a Karban Pesach, but that should only come subsequent to the Shomoras Chodesh Ha'aviv. So that's how he interprets it. He connects it to Chag HaPesach. There's no particular overriding theme that necessarily emerges from this discussion. It's simply a comparison and contrast of Pesach and Sukkot as the way that they are presented during in the sugyos of Ibur Hashanah. But I think it's interesting what emerges that that Pesach seems to be pretty much according for most of the Gemara and for Rashi, maybe even for the entire Gemara, Pesach seems to be connected very much to the agricultural cycle, but not necessarily to the seasonal cycle. According in one day in the Adramah, so the Karban Pesach is connected to the seasonal cycle, as opposed to Sukkot, which seems to have a tremendous connection to the seasonal cycle, because Sukkot needs to come out bidafka during the new season, during the season of fall. And we're ma'aber the shana dafka for that, and that Ibur Hashanah that we do to make sure that Sukkot falls out in the fall may be the strongest of all of the Ibur, of all the reasons to be ma'aber the shana. So that's a little bit of a pattern that emerges, and a little bit of a drasha that we can see from there is that Sukkot is not only a holiday which we look backwards at all of the harvest that we accomplished and gathered into our homes, but it's actually also a forward-looking Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov at the beginning of the winter. That's what defines the Yom Tov. It's Tekufas Hashanah. It's a Yom Tov of the beginning of the winter, and as such, it's supposed to, you know, give us light and chizuk and his alos for the entire upcoming winter.